This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, in for Cynthia Canty. It's commonly accepted that the American Civil War began with the Confederate attack on Fort Sumter in South Carolina on April 12, 1861. But some make a case for the start of the Civil War being the October 1859 raid on Harper's Ferry by abolitionist John Brown. It was his failed attempt to spark an armed slave revolt that ended with John Brown being hanged for treason that same year. The story of John Brown, the abolitionist movement, and the Underground Railroad in Detroit is the subject of a new documentary called Mad Men or Martyr. The film will premiere January 31st at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. Filmmaker and actor Luke Jayden produced Mad Men or Martyr. Luke is from Clarkston in Oakland County, and he is 17 years old. Cindy recently sat down to speak with Luke, and they were joined by a founding member of the Michigan Freedom Trail Commission, an author and scholar of Underground Railroad history in Michigan, Carol Mull.
So this began with a school history project?
It did. My history teacher teaches American history. His name's Mr. Kinney, and he gave us an end-of-year assignment to do a paper on Abraham Lincoln or to do a documentary on something having to do with the abolitionist movement. And I pretty much said, I want to do the documentary. And he's one of the most influential and I think one of the most greatest heroes in America that many people don't even know about.
Carol Mull, as a historian, it has to delight you that someone who is 17 is so intensely interested in the abolition movement and John Brown and in the Underground Railroad in Detroit.
Oh, I'm thrilled. It's wonderful to get this story out there and to have it come from a young person with a young person's perspective. I think makes it even better.
As we look at this, Luke, tell us just who was John Brown.
John Brown, in the most simplest words, he was a radical abolitionist that wanted to stop slavery and gain freedom.
And he was white, and that's important.
He was white, and
where was he from?
He was born in, I think, Connecticut, but he lived in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then later he moved to upstate New York, and that was important because that's where his family remained as he started traveling out west to fight the abolitionist cause in the territories.
What drew him to care so much about slavery?
Well, there have been, you know, almost 50 books written in the last 30 years about him alone. So many people are debating that topic. But one of the stories is that when he was 12 years old, he went with his father to Detroit to deliver goods to Fort Detroit, and there witnessed a young boy being beaten with a shovel, a young enslaved black boy. And it had a great impact on him. John Brown was very religious and sensitive. And apparently this was one of the first instances where he became impassioned to the cause of helping people out of slavery. And as time went on, he became more impassioned and participated in the Underground Railroad and was one of the few people among the abolitionists who really and truly wanted equal rights.
Interesting. And he was accepted by African Americans?
Generally, yes, because he espoused their cause further than almost all other abolitionists out there at that time period.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Carol Mull, who is a founding member of the Michigan Freedom Trail Commission and a scholar of the Underground Railroad history in Michigan, joined by filmmaker actor Luke Jayden, 17 years old, from Clarkston in Oakland County. And he has put together a film called Madman or Martyr, looking at John Brown, the abolitionist movement, and the Underground Railroad in Detroit. You know, it's interesting. I saw somewhere somebody wrote that the Harper's Ferry raid was kind of that era's 9/11. Was it a real thunderbolt, Carol?
Yes, it was. It was indeed. It was. It happened very suddenly. It wasn't as if there hadn't been a lot of bloodshed in Kansas, Nebraska. I mean, obviously, I think historically everybody knows that there were people killed there in large numbers. But this was very unexpected in that it happened in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And people had heard that he was planning an attack a year before that, and he postponed the attack because the word had gotten out. He had been betrayed. So it wasn't as if
there weren't
people didn't
signs.
Know there were. Yes. And of course, there have been insurrections by African Americans
yes.
as well. But
so exactly what happened with
surprise.
The raid? What happened that day with the raid?
Well, he led this raid with the 11 slaves through Detroit to the other side, Windsor, Canada. He made his way to Detroit with the subterranean pass plan with Frederick Douglass and other local Detroit abolitionists like George D. Baptiste. And this pretty much was a plan to get 11 of these slaves to the other side of Windsor, Canada, which he did successful, and it started this whole movement.
Well, I'd like to back up a little, if you don't mind, and explain how actually Detroit had a major role in this that's often overlooked historically, and that is that John Brown had planned this attack from years ahead. And his original plan was to go into the South armed, and he had gotten arms from some of the major abolitionists in the North. They armed him willingly, and they provided him with money. And so over the years, he developed this plan, and it was basically to create a new country in the United States. He developed a constitution because after he went into the South, he was going to help enslaved people free themselves, and they were then going to join his army and continue this operation of going in, liberating people, and then helping the continuation of liberation until all enslaved people were liberated. And then he knew the country, the Union, was at risk, and so he had created a new constitution. And Frederick Douglass knew of his plans and actually applauded them until John Brown changed his plan and included the attack of the arsenal at Harper's Ferry, where he would go into Harper's Ferry and stop there and go into a federal arsenal. And that's when he lost the support of Frederick Douglass. And so he pleaded with him to join the cause because he knew he would bring support of others. But Frederick Douglass had a falling out with John Brown at that time.
So the day of the raid comes. It's a federal arsenal in Harper's Ferry. And his idea is we are going to get arms for our insurrection.
Well, actually, he had arms already. He didn't really need the arms, but it was part of his mission was basically to say that we can take over this.
Flexing our muscle.
Exactly.
and
they were all supposed to then retreat into the mountains. And he could have achieved that. But for some reason, he delayed his escape and thereby was caught by, well, I don't want to give away the story
and
for those who don't remember it.
And people died. We know that.
Yes, they did.
And we are very aware that
brutal.
Brutal.
Yes.
On his side, and also people died on
the other side.
And he was then tried for treason. We're going to take a listen now to a clip from the film. This was actually taken from John Brown's testimony at his trial.
Now, if it is deemed necessary that I should forfeit my life for the furtherance of the ends of justice and mingle my blood further with the blood of my children and with the blood of millions in this slave country whose rights are disregarded by wicked, cruel, and unjust enactments, I say, let it be done.
John Brown was found guilty of murder, conspiracy, and treason against Virginia, and he was hanged. And that leads to the question that you pose, Luke, in the title of your film. And let me see what you think, madman or martyr?
Oh, my gosh. That's in all of his life and all the way to his death, he was definitely considered a madman or a martyr. He was both.
Carol, what do you think, madman or martyr?
I think he definitely was not a madman. I think that many of the more recent scholars like Louis DeCaro Jr. have written that he was smart and calculating and felt that he felt emboldened by his beliefs in a divine order. And I just read recently that one of the reasons people also came up with this idea of his being a madman, first of all, a white man sacrificing his life for black men. I mean, that in many people's minds made him crazy. But another reason is that there are many photographs of him that show him looking a little crazy. And I read recently that he actually suffered from Bell's palsy. So part of his face was a bit paralyzed.
Yes, yes.
And so you can see why people looked at these few photographs of him in his later years and said, oh, look at those crazy eyes. Well, there's an explanation for that. But, I mean, over the decades, it seemed to go up and down in terms of he was a martyr, he was a madman, he was
kept
a martyr.
Switching
and
sides.
I think a lot of it depends on what was happening historically. I mean, we'll weigh that event against their own current
events.
Which
is history, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, I'm interested, what do you hope viewers are going to take away from your film?
I think I want them to take away educational purposes and know who John Brown was. And not just who John Brown was, but that this history took place in Detroit, which many people don't know of. And you can ask people on the street who have lived in Detroit all their life, and they'd be like, who? Who is he? And I think it's very important that they know who he is. And I also think it's very critical to know what the Underground Railroad was. It wasn't a bunch of tunnels. They need to know that it was a special code to get the slaves and everybody to the other side for freedom. And I hope they take something away from that aspect of the film.
The film will be premiered at the Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit on January the 31st. We've been talking to Luke Jaden, who has created this, growing out of a school project. And at age 17 that you're doing all of this, we can only imagine Ken Burns should be watching over his shoulder and watching out for you. And Luke was joined by Carol Mull, author and scholar of Underground Railroad history in Michigan, and also a founding member of the Michigan Freedom Trail Commission. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.